This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom took many of his fellow Democrats by surprise, saying that allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports was deeply unfair. The comments came on the governor's first episode of a new podcast he just launched this morning. And Phil, Newsom has long been considered an ally of the LGBTQ community. So what do you make of his comments on transgender athletes?
It's called show business. Politics and show business. Gavin Newsom is out to launch a new podcast. It's a very competitive field out there. You got to make an impression, and he did. His remarks are being retweeted, re-reported from here to London and back. What he's done is staked out both a great launch on a podcast, gotten a lot of attention, and at the same time staking out sort of a middle-of-the-road position that is embraced by 80% of America, according to polls. Now, he said it was an issue of fairness. In other words, he wasn't talking about whether transgenders have rights in schools or should be allowed to do this or that in terms of academics or getting ahead in jobs or anything like that. So it wasn't a civil issue. He was talking about what he considered to be the fundamental unfairness of having men who had transitioned into women playing in women's sports. And that's something that a lot of people are talking about. And it also puts him at odds with the sort of the strong left of his own party, which he's perfectly comfortable with, because again, the only way he's going to move out of California and possibly in the White House is down the middle lane. And anytime you can call out your own on the left, you're probably going to score points, not necessarily within that structure, but across the country in general.
You don't think this is going to hurt him?
No, I don't. I mean, the people that it's going to come out against it or be screaming about it, they weren't necessarily going to help him to begin with. I don't think it's going to hurt him. Right now, Gavin Newsom and the Democrats are looking for a way to bridge over some of the cultural issues that the Republicans are hammering him this with. He was also talked on the same podcast about the effectiveness of the Trump ads that had Kamala Harris saying that she would support funding for even people who are in jail to undergo transsexual surgeries, and that she would fight for that. He said that, you know, that was an incredibly effective ad. And so he is moving ahead. I think he's looking to be the voice of the new Democratic Party. And Gavin, if not anything else, he knows where the signals are. Like I said, he'll take the hit, just like he did when he proposed Care Not Cash as a solution for the San Francisco homeless people. And the advocates were down on him then. He's not afraid to be on the wrong side of an issue, whether it's gay marriage when he does it and then it turns right, or this. The guy has a way of looking around corners, seeing around corners, and that's what we're seeing. And like I said, also a very successful podcast launch, which and the next one, you guys, he's going to have on is Michael Savage. People are going to stay tuned to this thing. He's making a point of talking to the conservative Trump Republicans, bringing them in, not, you know, laying out, you know, 5-point housing plans or anything like that, but getting down with what people really are talking about.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.